It's Tuesday, September 20th, and you're listening to the Geek News Central podcast, sponsored by GoDaddy.com. Geek News Central is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Please visit techpodcast.com. Welcome to the show, everyone. Show number 101.
This is the Geek News Central podcast, part of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. So grab a cup of coffee, take a seat, and crank up that volume, because you're listening to Todd on the Geek News Central podcast.
Aloha, everyone, and welcome to the Geek News Central podcast. I am Todd Cochran, your host. And, show 101, we got past 100, and you know, it's good to be, recording in my normal time of the evening. It was just so weird recording the podcast while the, 100 show podcast while the sun was up. I just couldn't get a quite frame of mind. I tried dimming the blinds down a little bit, getting it dark in the room, but it just did not work. But I want to thank all of you, for staying subscribed, especially after putting you through an hour and 15 minute show. I promise you, we will not be an hour and 15 minutes tonight. We will be back to our normal show length and, gonna try to keep it 40 to 45 minutes. You know, I say that every time, so we'll keep our fingers crossed. But anyway, when I sent out the newsletter yesterday for the 100th show, the mail server choked. So I think some of you got the newsletter, some of you didn't. So we'll see what happens tonight. But make sure you get over to the website and check out the list of winners for the 100th show, okay? Because it's in the archive on the podcast tab at geeknewscentral.com. You can find it there. And make sure you send me an email. I haven't sent out email to everyone yet that has won. I need to do that here tomorrow. Just been too busy today. And I've been on vacation. I actually did not have to go to work today, so I slept in to a ripe 8 a.m. And that was like heaven for me, sleeping in to 8 and like 3 hours past my normal time that I have to get up. So I was pretty happy with getting the extra sleep. And my kids were too, because they got out of the house without me being grumpy this morning, which is good. But the wife, she kind of switched off duties for me. She let me sleep, and it was kind of funny. I went downstairs about 30 minutes ago, and I noticed it was awful quiet down there. It was only 8:30. I couldn't figure out where she was at. She was over at the neighbor's place or something. But I looked in my youngest son. We have a small room for him with a bed set up, and it's one of those kids' beds, you know, one of those it's like something they can sleep into about the time they're five. It's not a crib, but it's not on the floor. And she's in that with him, all curled up. And I had to laugh, and I knew that she's always warming. If you see me sleeping in there, tap on my shoulder, wake me up, because every time I end up in there, I end up getting a crook in my neck, and then I'm grumpy for the next couple of days because I'm sore. So, but I kind of traded places with her and went and picked up my daughter after her choir practice today. And it was one of those afternoons where we got down the street about 3 miles, and traffic was just horrendous, of course, in Honolulu. And of course, out from the back seat, my daughter goes, "Oh no." And I'm like, "What'd you forget?" "My math book." And of course, I, being the nice dad that I was, after grumbling a little bit, I turned around and we went back to school and got the school book. And so she is going to be saved from the agonizing pain of a teacher tomorrow. But I told her, "That's the last time I'm turning around. If you forget it next time, it's on you." So we had a little discussion about that. But when they're 9, you know, you can give them a break once in a while, I guess. But otherwise, I'm going to enjoy my week off. It's actually going to be a working week. I've got 2 term papers I've got to write. Final exam to study for next week. What else do I have going on? I've got some business stuff that I'm putting together and some filings I have to make with one of the states. So, yeah, it's going to be a vacation but a working week. So, but I look forward to bringing a great show this week. And of course, if you're a new listener to the Geek News Central podcast, make sure you get over to geeknewscentral.com and check out all the great content over there. And hopefully the mailing list is working tonight. We'll see, or I'm going to have to do some investigating on that tomorrow. But you'll know sooner than I will, I think. But hey, let's save you some money here. For a limited time, GoDaddy is offering a $1.99 domain name. Transfers or renewals with each and every new non-domain product you buy. Each domain name includes complete email, a $9.95 value free. That's your own personalized email account. Plus, my listeners get an additional 10% off on any order. Just enter Geek3, that's G-E-E-K, and the number 3 as your source code. Thanks for GoDaddy for being a sponsor. We've got some listener email here, and some of it I didn't go over on the last show that I want to go over tonight. I got an email from Tim, and he does the Reverend Tim podcast and at revtim.com. He turned me onto a microphone that's going to be coming out in January, but oh my goodness, 827 euros. That's going to be like, what, $1,600, $1,900? But the amazing thing about this microphone is it's got an MP3 recorder built into it. So you got a high quality mic with a flash memory that's going to be able to record in MPEG 2 format at bit rates ranging from 128 to 384 kbps. It has a gig of built-in flash memory. Pretty cool. I think that's going to be a pretty popular seller, especially for those of you that are doing a lot of portable shows. You don't need to carry anything around but a microphone. And now I think that, I think it's going to sell well. But HHB, it was on Sound on Sound is the website. Got a glass of iced tea here. It's only got about a quarter left, so I may have to stop and get a refill. Let's see here. What else do we have? We've got an email from Rebecca. Rebecca's asking in the hopes that either myself or one of you, and of course, Rebecca, we don't have millions of listeners. Okay, I wish we did, but nowhere near is that number. But she wants to know of a web-based podcatcher. And what I would recommend, Rebecca, is one of two things. You can go to Odeo at Odeo.com, O-D-E-O.com, and you can actually sign up there and get all of your podcasts subscribed to, and they have a web-based podcatcher that allow you to download that software. Now, there's another site that I personally recommend is NewsGator.com. It's the same company that owns FeedDemon, which is the news aggregator that I use. So either you can go to Odeo.com or NewsGator.com, and each of those services allow you to run podcatchers online. So it just comes up in a web-based utility, so you'll be able to score MP3 files at work. Or, Rebecca, just play them straight up. You know, click on the links and they'll come up. Now, I know that you may like to download them and queue them up, but that's probably the easiest way to do it. I got an email from one of our Australian listeners, and he comments on some issues that he's getting with the newsletter being delivered to him, and we're going to get that fixed. And that's for everyone that's actually getting the newsletter via Gmail. The spacing is wrong. It comes through okay in Outlook, but if you're reading it online, it's definitely jacked up. Now, another email that I received was from Kevin. And he wanted to know how many of you are using the new Netscape 8 that has come out. And he wants to know what you guys think about it. He does say that from what he can tell, it's combining Firefox and Internet Explorer. He's spun Internet Exploder, not Explorer. So there's a problem to getting all the sites. But if you've got some experience with Netscape 8, let us know how you like it or how you don't like it. Additionally, we got an email from Jamie. He's talking about how my friend, his computer got hacked. And I'm going to read his email. It says, when you talked about the guy who got an unwanted search bar in his browser, even though he had incredible protection, I may know what have happened. It happened to me the day after formatting my C drive to get everything running smoothly. I was, and he says, so mad. Of course, it took an hour to figure out how to get rid of it. It came from a greeting card and smiley website. I was just picking up a greeting card a friend had sent me, and the computer crashed. Then the Google, then this search bar appeared, and he's saying no more greeting cards for him, no smileys either, except for the ASCII kind. And I don't know if that was it, but very well possibly could be. There was some of you, I had asked you to send me some email that would be that you're interested in that was happening overseas in your neck of the woods. This email that I received on some more news that happened over in your neck of the woods has some information about actually a couple of articles that I'm going to cover tonight. And one of them is talking about some voice IP hacking that we're going to cover. So I actually had caught that one in a there's also been a lot of talk lately about how Firefox has been getting some more security patches than IE recently, which is very, very interesting in itself, and that hackers are starting to focus on that browser a little more. He's got an article in here about the Finnish payphone industry being finished, and I think it kind of relates to what's happening here in the United States, that there's very few payphones anymore because everyone has cell phones. But this article was up on blog ZDNet. I'll put the link up to it in the show notes. Thanks for those submissions. I really do appreciate it. He does have a comment down here. This is kind of a trivia thing. He says, the famous George Orwell Room 101, which refers to a secret chamber in George Orwell's bleak novel 1984. In the novel, when the hero Winston asks what's inside, the reply is, the worst thing in the world. Bizarrely, Orwell's own inspiration for Room 101 lies back at the door of the BBC, as it is the office number of a senior BBC program editor who often rejected or edited Orwell's work. Orwell took revenge by making the editor's room a fictional place of horror and evil. Thanks for the trivia at the end of the note. I do appreciate that. Also, one last one here is I got an email this morning from Howard. He's from Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada, and he's developed a free podcast client for Windows that looks like and works like a 1940 Bendix radio. You know, the old-style ones, the old-school ones that your probably your grandparents used to use, and you use knobs to select channels and adjust the volume. You can see this at brooklynnorth.com, and I'm going to put the link up in the show notes. It looks pretty cool. Kind of a unique podcatcher. If you are into that type of nostalgia type of look on your desktop, this might be worthy of a download. Okay, we're 13 minutes in. I promise to keep this show short. Let's get into the last comment I hear before we get into the actual show notes. Want to remind you, this coming Saturday, the techpodcast.com roundtable, we're going to have our live event where we're going to be having Peter York from downloadradio.org. We're going to have Dave Checkin from LibSynIn. We're going to have a gentleman in to show us how to get podcasting set up on a Drupal CMS install. He's actually going to be doing some showing you how to install Drupal. Also, a lot of people are intimidated by Drupal. It's a great CMS and a very powerful client, probably a little more powerful than Mambo. Of course, some of you will probably dispute that. But he's going to give that, and we're going to have a whole bunch of other content. I think I saw on our wiki where we talk about the actual content list. There's going to be some information about the Coral Network. We're going to be talking about Digger, a few other things. So we look forward to you guys joining us on September 24th at 1:30 p.m. Pacific for this live event. We promise we're going to record this time so that those of you that are Mac users are going to be able to watch the ending, because this GoToMeeting software is the only PC-based. Get over to techpodcast.com, and sign up, and we'll be emailing you all the information on how to hook up to the live event on Saturday and a little information about GoToMeeting. Hey, folks, you've got to check out GoToMeeting. Why? Because you can hold meetings right over the net from anywhere. Plus, you can hold all the meetings you want for one flat rate. Try it free for 30 days. No, you don't need a credit card to get started. Just visit gotomeeting.com/tech-roundtable. That's gotomeeting.com/tech-roundtable to get your free trial now. Okay, we've got a pile of good news tonight, and it's amazing how much stuff comes out on Monday. There was some wrap-up from the PDC, and basically Microsoft just really unloaded all the guns, and it's obvious that RSS is destined to be integrated heavily into the next version of Outlook, into Windows, Vista. It's going to be an IE7 heavily, so it's just amazing. And there's some more wrap-up notes about that, and even some concerns are going on around the net on some of the things that they've actually planned on, that they're actually responding to positively, saying, yeah, we need to look at that and fix it. We understand the community doesn't like it. So it's good to see that Microsoft is actually talking with the developers community and getting feedback to make sure that their implementation is correct. So I'm looking forward to see what's all, you know, it's going to be an exciting year. I think 2006, those of you that are Apple users or Mac users will probably doubt this, but I think that 2006 may end up being the year of Microsoft, just because of the innovative things they're doing there. Now, I've got some things I found out about Google today that just might change my thinking on that too. So we'll talk about that here right now. One of our listeners, and I can't say who he is, but he keeps sending me these cool links about things he's found on Google. Now, check this out. I want you to go to Wi-Fi, and I'm hearing that this URL does not work for people outside the United States, but you guys can give it a try anyway. Go to wifi.google.com/download.html, and here's what it says on the Google site. Your wireless connection is almost ready to use. Now, this supplements a lot of hubbub or a lot of rumors that have been going around about how Google is buying up all kinds of broadband traffic right now. And basically, they're buying up a lot of data pipes so that they can have their own network, nationwide network. So it looks to me like they're going to be rolling out nationwide Wi-Fi. And I'm hearing possibly free Wi-Fi nationwide. Obviously, this will probably be in major metropolitan areas, but they're trying to get their information closer to your doorstep, which is just amazing. And apparently, they've spent about $100 million to do that. There's an article in Engadget that was posted on the 15th of August. So this is an old article, but I had to go looking for it because I knew it was out there. It says, GoogleNet, massive Google Wi-Fi in the works, ? And it basically talks about how they're buying up high-capacity data networks. Well, this wifi.google.com/download.html, and I downloaded the, it's called a Download Google Secure Access Beta. I downloaded it, installed the application, came up with a little Wi-Finder tool that actually went out looking for a Wi-Fi network, apparently went looking for a Google Wi-Fi network. So all of you that live in major metropolitan areas, get over to this domain or this URL, download this thing, and start sniffing around, especially if you're in San Francisco and around the Google headquarters. I want to know if they've got something up in their testing, okay? And you might be able to score yourself some free Wi-Fi. Now, I don't know how this is going to play out, but they wouldn't put this up on a website if they weren't trying to do something here. Now, they've got a FAQ that's up that talks about some information here. It talks about what it'll do and how is this going to connect. It connects to a VPN server, et cetera, et cetera. So I think this could be a cool thing that's going to be coming with all this broadband that they're buying up. But anyway, it's forthcoming. If you guys hear anything about it, let me know. I definitely appreciate it. Have you heard about a night vision system for vehicles that was developed by Siemens? They are pitching a navigation tool at the Frankfurt Auto Show. This night vision system is going to be put in. It's going to be available for BMWs and Hummers. What's going to do, it's going to mount an IR detector in the front of the vehicle. I don't know exactly where they're going to put it, but I think it's going to be in that radiator or someplace like that. but it's going to allow you to have night vision as a heads-up display, kind of like a tactical screen that would, like a fighter pilot. So, you know, when fighter pilots put their helmet visors down, they have a heads-up display that's actually displayed within their actual helmet. And, or actually, on, or could be even on the screen in front of them, on the windscreen. Well, this is going to be the same type of a deal. Looks pretty cool, and I just wonder how much testing they put this through to get approval to have this put in vehicles without it obstructing vision. So, if any of you have actually seen this, let me know. I'd like to see some snaps of this, actual real snaps. They show a picture in this Engadget article, but I don't know how much validity to it is, if it's just a crop picture or not. Okay, what else do I have here? Found a new podcast video blog site called Luma, Looma, Luma.com. And looks okay. Looks like they've done a little work here, and they're trying to rank sites and rank shows and et cetera. It's another portal. Did have a couple of issues with them over some RSS, but they responded immediately. Turns out that I had kind of thought that they might be hijacking feeds, but they were not. It's actually their crawler had found another site that was hijacking feeds and had indexed it. So what I had found was a improperly indexed listing of my own personal podcast. Looks like the majority of podcasts have the right RSS feed. So, but check out Looma.com, and I think we'll see more things with them. Pretty slick site, looks real nice. There is a article out that is, let's see, I bring up this. Okay, I don't consider myself to be an environmental activist or anything, but I do my part by recycling stuff, and we have all the separate containers here and do what we can. And I found an article on the Independent. Couldn't read the whole thing, but I saw some excerpts from other websites that talks about some science reviews where it says global warming past the point of no return. And usually I take these type of articles with a grain of salt and kind of, you know, look at them and water them down to see if there's an agenda or whatever. But it is kind of concerning when they start the paragraph off saying a record loss of sea ice in the Arctic this summer has convinced scientists that the northern hemisphere may have crossed a critical threshold beyond which the climate may never recover. Well, that kind of sounds kind of like, ooh, that sounds serious. Well, I'll let you guys go over and read the rest of the article yourself and get your own opinion. It's 965 words. You do have to register to read the content. I'll let you guys take a look at yourself and form your own opinions. But, it makes you wonder what we're doing to our environment, doesn't it? I shouldn't laugh. It's actually not funny at all, but we'll see. We'll see what happens with this. Okay, there's a Business Week article that talks about the mass exodus of some of the lead people over there at Microsoft, and how Microsoft is suffering now from attrition of engineers and, you know, visionaries. And they're not saying it's a mass exodus. Obviously, Microsoft has like 60,000 employees, but they have had a annual attrition rate that's about 10%, which is still a little lower than the average. But, you know, they've been notorious for having a great benefits package. It's been a supposedly a great place to work at. But a very long article here that goes into quite a detail on why analysts are concerned, or at least why this reporter is concerned about the mass exodus out of Microsoft on some of the key people over there. So we'll keep our eyes peeled and see if we see more of this. And obviously, you know, Microsoft lost that gentleman to Google recently, and it has been ruled that he gets to go to work, and they're obviously Microsoft isn't too happy about it, but that's what happens, you know. I'm sure that guy was shown the money. I found a new website today. It's called don'tbuyjunk.com. And I don't know who is behind this website. So I'll let you guys go over there and take a look at this yourself. They've got reviews on digital cameras, DVD players, MP3 players, receivers, televisions, laptops, printers, wireless routers, cellular phones, LCD monitors, those types of things. If you want to go over and look at product reviews and to find out how the net has rated different items, it's a good place to start. I looked through it. The information looks fairly relevant on stuff that I'm familiar with. So don't buy junk.com. Again, disclaimer, I don't know who's behind this site, but I found it in a RSS feed today. So check it out, and they've got a, you can even find products by searching for product names, etc., right on the main site. It's kind of a cool, I've added it to my bookmark, so when I go looking for products, I use this and some other resources that I have. If you've got good resources that you use to find gear, you know, to find reviews on gear, no matter what it may be, any high-tech gear, send me a link to those, because, you know, finding unbiased opinions is really difficult these days. On new equipment, it really is tough to find good stuff. Have you guys heard? Have you all heard about this? You know, Oregon is apparently is offering a, it's doing a test tracking system for emissions violators. It's a $39 transponder box that hooks into a car's onboard diagnostic system to check to make sure that the car's adhering to state emission standards. Now, check this out. If standard violations are found out, and this is through periodic posts that they are going to put on the sides of the road, this thing communicates with that post, talks to it, transfers the data, and the person gets a ticket. Sorry, I'm not going to put one of these in my car, but they think this might be a way, there's some speculation this might be an attempt to figure out who's speeding, those type of things. So if you're living in Oregon, if you've heard about this, and you've been asked to participate in this pilot program using this GPS sensor to track your car tied into your emission system, I would, I don't think I would go for it, especially if they're going to give you a ticket. And if you give you a drive a little older car like I do, you don't know if, you know, you step on the gas a little hard if the emissions are right or not. Okay, have you heard about this Blu-ray versus HD DVD war that's going on? And there's a terrific article that is written up that kind of shows the state of things on Engadget that I've got, I'll have linked up in the show notes. Great read. I'll go ahead and put it up. You guys can check that out. If you're concerned about where a DVD recording's going versus the Blu-ray versus HD DVD, this is one that you'll not want to miss. And I think I know what camp I'm going to be in. And let me know. Let me know what camp you're in on this controversy. If you're a Blu-ray supporter or if you're an HD DVD supporter, you can always send your comments to the voicemail hotline at 619-342-7365. I know many of you hardcore Windows users are just chomping at the bit to get your hands on Vista, and I know some of you probably are already testing it. You know, I don't have a spare computer here that I can throw it on to run it through its paces, although I may have a machine in the near future that I'm going to be able to do this with. But there is a great review on build 5219 on the winsupersite.com. Obviously, the link will be in the show notes. And it has a page and a half, 2 pages of review, lots of screenshots. So if you want to see what's coming in Vista, and of course, what's currently on build 5219, check out this article. I think it's a great review. I spent some time looking at the screenshots. Some of the stuff's pretty cool. Some of the stuff I was like, ah, so-so, but needless to say, I think it's promising what's forthcoming. Okay, have you guys heard about the controversy going on over the New York Times and Time Select and how they have firewalled a great deal of their content? You basically now you have to pay for daily columns and op-eds, feature and analysis from sports business and the sports sections, personalized email news alerts are have to be paid for. You can't use their virtual file drawer to save articles anymore. You can't get, you have to pay to get easy access to Sunday Times. There's a lot of people that are already getting the New York Times, and they're mad because they can't get in. They're having a hard time logging into the site. You know, they've been long-term subscriber. You know, here in Hawaii, I don't really have a need to get the Times. But a lot of controversy, and for those of you that may subscribe to the New York Times, let's hear your feedback. What do you feel about the Times Select? Is it impacting you? Have you been able to use it? How do you feel about them putting it behind a firewall, or how do they, how do you make them, how do you feel about them making you pay for it? So Just drop me an email. I'd like to know your opinion on this. Jason Calacanis has a article that's called Ask Jason. It's posted on September 19th. That I think is he's basically doing, instead of Ask Jeeves, it's an Ask Jason article where he's allowing people to send basically questions on any type of Web 2.0 questions, etc. And I think there is a good article in here today that talks about Paul Short asks, if you were to start a large content portal along the lines of About.com, what would you do? What would you try to improve on or try to do better than them or similar sites in terms of A, organizing content, initial promotion, and C, building in interactivity with your readers beyond comment features or newsletters? Jason goes into a pretty detailed response here that is pretty good. Now, he's got two or three things on here, two or three articles that people have asked about advertising rates and some metrics. So I think this is going to be a pretty popular section in his website. We'll see how long he does it. Takes a lot of energy to answer these types of questions. I'm not going to start an Ask Todd forum. It's not going to happen, but you can visit our new forum section, which is linked over at on via the forum link at geeknewscentral.com. If you've got questions on podcasting or on news aggregators or anything about technical stuff, go and throw it up in there. Maybe we can find the answer for you. But again, I'll have this linked up in the show notes. And if you've got questions that maybe Jason can ask, go ahead and throw it at him. Okay, have you guys heard that NASA is now planning by 2018 to send a crew to the moon to spend a week long, an entire week on the moon? And they've, you know, if they're going to go, this is what kind of kills me. They're planning to go to the moon in 2018. Why are they only going for a week? Okay, if they can put the space shuttle up for 2 weeks, let's go to the moon, let's spend 2 or 3 weeks, let's spend a month, let's really make, you know, if they're going to spend $100 billion, spend $110 billion so they can stay a month and get everything done they need to get done. Gosh. Let's think big. Let's not just think of a week. Let's go longer if we're going to go back to the moon. So anyway, they'll see if they get their money. Of course, with all this rebuilding that they're going to have to do, I doubt it. In the UK, there's a service called Jamster that's letting parents take control. And it's basically parents are going to be able to stop their kids from downloading ringtones and that kind of stuff. And it's for parents who are trying to save money on their bill. So if you're in the UK and if you've got kids that are killing you on your cell phone bill because they're downloading this kind of stuff, check out this article, and hopefully it'll be worth your time to enable the block if you want to block your kids from doing this. There's a rumor out that Dell is going to be announcing a notebook with built-in EVDO technology. Basically, they are teaming up with either, looks like Verizon Wireless on this one, to, you basically, the EVDO card's going to be built in, so long as you're a Verizon Wireless customer and you're in an area that has EVDO service, you're going to be able to basically access the internet anywhere, anytime. Of course, if Google comes out with their nationwide Wi-Fi service, then there's going to be some people crying. Some account executives, the rest of us are going to be hip, hip, and arraying. But have you heard that Sprint has launched a streaming music service? This was announced today. And so Sprint Nextel Corp has become the latest cell phone carrier to let its customers listen to music on their devices. And what I find very interesting in here is that there's a paragraph that says, the service provides streaming audio stations, a freestyle rap service called Beats and Breaks, music, news, videos, and podcasts, which are recorded audio files, are downloaded from the internet for $6.95 per month. If any of you work with Sprint, I need to find out how to get my podcast on their network, okay? If you are a Sprint employee, have a connection at Sprint, drop me email, geeknews@gmail.com. Never let an opportunity go to waste to get your content on another network. Okay, hackers are targeting net call systems, and this is in relation to the article one of our very Akamai, and Akamai is very aware listeners, found for me, and I actually had found this myself, but you know, we were both on the same wavelength here. It appears that hackers are now turning their attention to the technology behind voice IP, and so they're expecting that the growing use of voice IP could encourage the emergence of audio spam, voice phishing, caller ID spoofing, call hijacking, and a number of other things. So we'll have to keep an eye on this. I'm sure that if they're thinking this is going to happen, it probably will. And if it hasn't, it's going to give someone the idea to go ahead and do it. So I guess we'll see. We'll see what happens. I'm sure we're going to have a third fourth application on our desktops to protect our voice IP services. Okay, there's a rundown interview from the Skype acquisition. A pretty good article here. I think the interview goes into some details that maybe those of you that are curious why eBay bought Skype, or the you know, some of us have been wondering where's the relationship there, how's that going to work out. But some good commentary from the founders of Skype and why they think the deal is a good fit. Okay, those of you that are Mac users, okay, here's the story. Here's the headline from Computer World. Symantec says Mac users may be deluding themselves on security. And so it goes into detail to saying that really the threats against Mac users hasn't really increased. But there is some new tools out there that are making it more easy to build viruses and applications that are going to target Mac operating systems, primarily a rootkit called Mac OS X WebEx. So it's based on the Adora BSD rootkit, and once these guys get through this and start working towards putting potential, you know, attacks in, you Mac users could be affected here. So a nice little article in Computer World. It's not saying that it has happened yet, but it very well could. The Webby Awards have been announced, and I went over to the site to check it out. And I had to laugh because I thought, well, you know, I could not participate in my own podcast awards contest. That obviously would not have been fair. But I thought, well, maybe I can submit my site for a podcast Webby Award. Do you know that they charge you to put your site in? $195. What is up with that? That is just like, that's just like paying to be part of an award ceremony. That, I know they got expenses, get sponsors, but why do they make people, I guess that's a way to eliminate the riffraff. So those of us with a budget can't go over and contribute $195 to the Webby Awards to be considered for a nomination for their award ceremony. Hello, $195. Sorry, not going to happen. Totally amazing. And I wonder how many sites will pay that $195. I actually looked at the applications, and there's a place. Are you the developer? Are you the publicist? Are you a promotion company for this site? They actually have that. So it's nothing more than a paid promotion. Okay, another article on eWeek that talks about Firefox and having some security vulnerabilities. We've heard about some of those recently. A little more info for you on some of those. So I'll obviously have that link up in the show notes. So those of you that are Firefox users, make sure that you get over and check that out. There's also some reports out that cybercons are not necessarily just kids creating viruses and stuff anymore. It's actual organized crime that is going after your checking accounts, your bank accounts, your Visa cards. And those are the people that are actually going after your computers to try to hack it. And they have funds, and they have people that are developers developing, you know, dangerous stuff that can be put on your machine. And there was a statistic here that I said that in Symantec saw an average of 10,532 active bot networks on computers per day. This is the new infections, an increase of more than 140% over the past 6 months. It says that also phishing messages grew to an average of 5.7 million messages a day from 2.99 million before. So, you know, these attackers are increasingly targeting your assets and your information. So be careful out there. Check out this article. It's a good read. And, you know, we're almost in a pandemic here of attacks against our PCs, against our, you know, the information contained within. You're almost going to have to go back to paper if they continue to go out and go after these machines like they are. We're at 40 minutes. I've got a few articles left. I need to rock and roll. So we are wrapped at 45. Google's going to have their partners in, but they're not going to allow them to blog. They're going to have this forum where they're going to school them up on what's happening with Google, but they're inviting webloggers in, and additionally, they're inviting reporters in. How can you have an event and you say they can't write about it? Does not make sense. Is that like an insider deal there or something or what? Great article over on Locker Gnome that talks about taking the easier route to generating RSS subscribers. So any of you that have weblogs or doing podcasts that want to get more people signed up to your RSS feeds, this is a definite read. I'm going to actually be making some changes on my website in correlation to some of the suggestions made on this article. It's over on Locker Gnome. Good job on this article. I don't know if Chris wrote this. Some of it came from the RSS Marketing Diary, which I read on a regular basis. A great website. So check this link out, and of course, it'll be up in the show notes. Also, have you guys heard that file sharing services are going to be seeking a pact with record studios? So a bunch of the peer-to-peer networks are actually have raised the white flag, and they're actually trying to work out agreements with the major media players. Is the handwriting on the wall or what? That the major P2Ps are selling out. All right, in lieu of time, I'm going to skip those two. Okay, here's a great book that you're going to want to pick up. It's from, of course, my publisher, Wiley. And this gentleman has been working on a book for quite a while. It's called Hacking RSS and Atom. For any of you that are into Real Simple Syndication and Atom, you need to get this book. I actually already have a copy sitting here on my desk. It's amazing. Totally amazing book. I highly recommend it, not just because it's a Wiley book, but this thing has got all kinds of details on RSS and Atom from top to bottom, a huge page number of count, lots of illustrations, well worth the money spent. And I may actually add a link to this book on my website. So if you want to purchase it and you want to throw me a penny or two, you can order it via our website. Okay, what else do I've got? I got to get this wrapped up here. Oh, you know what? I think I was done. That was it. Ha ha! 43 minutes. I'm going to get you guys on to your next podcast early. Hey, thanks for staying subscribed and being with us. And as always, I really appreciate your support. And thanks for the feedback that's starting to come in on the 100th show. I do appreciate it. It was a good reflection and a look back. I tried to make it. I told someone today earlier, I hope it wasn't too self-centered, and I'm sure you guys are going to let me know if it was. But as always, you can send me email at geeknews@gmail.com. You can Skype me at Geek News Central. You can leave comments on the voicemail hotline at 619-342-7365. Now, I only have time for one promo tonight. I know I've got some stacked up. We'll get those played. And I also promised some of our listeners some ukulele music down the road. I'm going to get that all available for you guys so I can play some of that here in the near future and so that you can also purchase some CDs. But I'm going to play one promo for you. We'll call it quits for the evening. Thanks for being with us. Aloha. We'll see you on Friday, okay? And drop us a comment. We really want to hear from you. And here is the single promo for tonight. Well, it'll take us out to 45 minutes. Take care. Aloha.
Hey, let's talk about Disney.
Are you a Disney fan? Then you won't want to miss the Let's Talk About Disney podcast.
Hi, I'm Mike.
And I'm Jana.
Come join us and let's talk about Disney.
Whether it's Disney parks, Disney movies, vacation planning, Mike and Jana will talk about it all.
Welcome to the Magic Kingdom.
Jana is a certified Disney vacation planner, so she has the inside secrets to make your Disney vacation a snap.
Gorge.
Mike and Jana also give you tips on traveling with children, things to do on vacation at our favorite mouse's house, and much more.
We welcome you aboard our Highway in the Sky and hope you enjoy the Magic Kingdom.
Don't miss this unofficial Inside Disney podcast. Mike and Jana would also like to share with you recent vacation reports, including yours. Have you got questions? Well, you can email them directly and they'll answer them right on the show. So go now to letstalkaboutdisney.com and subscribe to the podcast. Letstalkaboutdisney.com.
Thank you. Goodbye now. Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye.
See you on Friday. Aloha, folks.